You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. Today is Tuesday, well, you're hearing this on Tuesday, February 7th, 2006. And as you can tell from my voice, I have got like a major sinus cold thing going, and I sound very nasal. I'm sorry, you have to forgive me, and I'll try to make this show short. But I know that many of you were probably expecting to see a video posted today, but unfortunately, there's no video for you. I know I said on yesterday's show, in the podcast that the boyfriend and I recorded in the hot tub, that I was going to have a video and that we actually recorded some video. Well, here's what happened. The camera got way too much moisture in it. And when I went to play the video, this little moisture signal came up on the screen. And then I had to get the book out, and I had to read the book, and the book says, you know, that condensation is a problem. If you're in a moist area and you have a lot of condensation, then the video heads need to be cleaned, and you have to let the thing dry out. So, well, I guess that's what happened, because when we were recording the video, it was just a short 2-minute video. Well, it was so humid because we were sitting in the hot tub, and of course you have lots of moisture from the hot tub. The camera was sitting right next to it, so I guess it got too much moisture in it. And this is my brand new camera too. And so the actual tape, I think got ruined, because I let the whole thing dry out and tried to play it and nothing came up. And the book says that tapes can be ruined by moisture. So I have to go out and get a head cleaner thing for the digital video camera before I can try to see that tape or whatever. But I did buy new tapes today and tried on new tape, and sure enough, it's got this fuzziness on it, so the video heads need to be cleaned, and hopefully it'll be okay. So no videos until I get that video head cleaner thing and work on cleaning the video heads on the video camera. So that video, I'm sorry to say, is no longer available. I'm sure the footage is gone, but yeah, that's no big deal. It was only a short little clip. But I did have ideas for other videos, but I just didn't do it. So, you know, and speaking of the whole weekend, on our show that we recorded in the hot tub yesterday that you listened to, we really didn't go into too much detail about what we did for the weekend, so I'm just going to do a little quick review. We went to Charlottesville this weekend, Charlottesville, Virginia, and we went on Saturday to Horton Winery to their Mardi Gras event. I know we've talked a little bit about the Mardi Gras event, and that was fine. And then after that, we went to Oakencroft Winery, and we really like Oakencroft, and I actually shot some video there that also is gone, so no video from that. And after Oakencroft, we went to the hotel, and we took a nap and got in the hot tub, and that's when I ruined the camera. But then we went to bed, of course. And then Sunday, we went to Barbersville Winery, and we did a tasting there, and they have, you know, we couldn't find one wine that was not good. All of those wines were delicious. And we each chose a wine that we were going to review for our online news site that we're writing articles for, so we still have yet to do that, but we did complete 2 articles for the online news site, and of course, I don't know when they're going to be posted yet, because I haven't emailed them to the editor. But I took a lot of pictures at Horton of their cellar and barrel room, so I have a picture of that. I guess I didn't post one on the blog yet. Anyway, so then we went to this really nice restaurant at Barbersville Winery called Palladio, and very swank, very, you know, classy, that kind of thing, and you can choose from a 2-course meal, a 3-course meal, or a 4-course meal. Well, I really am not a big fancy food eater, as you probably have guessed, So we went with a two-course meal, and I didn't really know what to have for the first course because I don't eat salad. So the boyfriend and I looked over the menu and thought that maybe this, I guess it was veal, some kind of veal dish would be okay, and I might like it. So I went ahead and ordered that, and for my main meal I had their sausage lasagna, which, by the way, was excellent. But this first dish came, and it was little veal medallions, I guess, like layered with cheese spread across the plate with some hazelnuts and some clover and some kind of spicy sauce on the side. Well, I took the first bite and I'm like, oh, this is not very good. It's just not my thing. First of all, it wasn't, you know, I like my meat cooked really well. And this was not cooked very well. This was still pink inside. And it was cold. I guess it was supposed to be cold. I don't really know these things. But cold meat just didn't do it for me. So I was making a fuss. And, of course, the boyfriend was giving me a hard time, you know, about it. So we got into a little discussion about my eating habits. And you can imagine where that went. So I think we were kind of silent the rest of the day, and I think it's because, I don't want to go into it too much, but we got into a little fight about my eating habits. I think it's going to be fine. We just have to realize that, you know, I know what his issue is. He says I shouldn't ask for his advice if I don't want it. You know, I guess he was referring to asking him what he thinks I would eat off that menu, and then choosing it and then not eating it. I guess that was what it was. And I, of course, turn around and say, you're trying to change me by changing my eating habits. But, you know, that's, I guess everybody has their little issues in their relationships, and, you know, I'm sure we'll get over this. Although, of course, if he listens to this, he may be pissed off with me that I'm talking about it on the show. So, I don't know. Anyway, so then we came home, and I had a terrible headache, because I seem to be getting a lot of headaches lately when I drink a lot of red wine, and I think I was really tired because I slept in the car almost the entire way home. So I think I had too much red wine, because that just gives me a headache. And then when I got home, my artist friend Bob was coming by to talk art, and we had a pizza together, and I'm going to talk more about the art in just a couple minutes, but so, yeah, that was the whole weekend. And then the whole thing with my friend, the artist friend Bob coming up, my artist friend Bob, because he was at the MoCA Gallery in D.C., which stands for Metropolitan, I don't know what MoCA stands for. I knew it at one time, but I can't remember. It's MOCA.org. But he was telling me that coming up in March, they are going to have a show of erotica, and he thinks that I should submit some of my photographs or artwork as submissions for this erotica show. And the way it works is that anybody can really submit work, and you basically price it. I think you can put in three pieces of work, and you have your own little section of the wall with three pieces, and then then it stays up for the entire month of March, and people can buy them or, you know, just look at them. And I've never submitted work for a gallery show before, but he thinks I should go ahead and do that. So I'm definitely thinking about that. As we were talking about it, of course, I'm getting ideas in my head of which pieces I think I might submit, and, you know, what I would charge for them, because you have to submit a price. Of course, if they sell, the gallery gets 20%, but, you know, that's, of course, expected. But then, of course, I get all these other questions. If I'm putting erotica artwork in a gallery, do I want my real name attached to it, or will I use my Art by Archer name? I just don't know. I emailed my artist friend Bob with a bunch of questions. I'm sure he'll let me know what he thinks. See, since this is his life, this is his business, this is how he, you know, makes his living, he has no problem with his name attached, because he doesn't really have another job to be worried about. But I would definitely have a worry about having another job. I mean, my job, finding out about it and all that. So I don't know about that. That's something I'm going to think about. And, you know, I was telling Bob that I'm just way too busy. I've just got too many things going on with the podcast, with the wine writing, with the artwork on eBay, with my regular job, with busy weekends going to wineries. It's like, I don't have any time. I just don't have time. And he's telling me, he was basically saying that something's got to give. I have to give up something. And I'm like, I know I have to give up something. And I don't know what I would give up, although the podcast is looking like it might be one of the things that I give up. Because it takes a lot of time to produce a podcast, you know, three or four times a week. Usually when I have videos, the last couple of weeks, I've been able to produce all these shows on the weekend and then just post them during the week. But I haven't recorded too many shows actually during the week. But today, I'm recording this one Monday night for Tuesday. And it takes too much time. And I think with this cold, I'm being run down. So, I don't know. I have to think about what's got to give. Of course, I would like the job to go, but I would have to win the lottery for that to happen. Of course, I keep buying lottery tickets too, so there's a possibility there, although I really don't think that's going to happen. You know, and on the topic of podcasts, I mentioned on last week's shows about a new podcast from Andrew in the UK called I Say, I Say, I Say. Well, today, Monday, he posted his second show, and it's only 10 minutes long, and he said that I could go ahead and put the link in the show notes, so I'm going to put a link in the show notes for his podcast, and the cool thing about it is that it's a short 10 minutes. He talks about a lot of little things in the podcast, and this is the part that I really think is cool. He does an enhanced podcast. I said that the first time. I guess he's going to keep doing an enhanced podcast where he puts pictures in, so you can either watch it on your color iPod or on your iTunes. And I just think that's so cool, because for 10 minutes, I wonder how much production he does for 10 minutes, because he's got pictures for every subject that he talks about. He has music that it sounds like he's playing, and he's got it, you know, timed out just right. I mean, it's really a decent podcast, I mean, production-wise, and he was telling us about him going to Iron Bridge, and he and his partner, what they did this weekend, and this little movie they watched, so, I mean, it was really cool. So, Andrew, good job on the second podcast, and now that I'm going to post it on the show notes, maybe you'll get a hit or two on the website from people curious about your podcast. And, you know, what's really cool is, well, this may just be me, but I think he's got a really cool British accent. I know that some people have like a thing for British accents, and I'm not saying that I have a thing for British accents, but when you listen to him talk, it just sounds so cool. Because, you know, all the podcasts I listen to are from the United States, and they're all the typical English. Some are have a southern accent, some have a northern accent, you know, Midwest accent, but this is an English accent, and it's really cool. So anyway, I just suggest that you check out his podcast and see if you like it. I also helped him, at least I think I did. I sent him an email about his RSS feed, because he said he was trying to get submitted to iTunes and it wasn't working, so I gave him an idea of how he might be able to do that. Hopefully that will work. And I think Mike Hipp from the podcastsoup.net is going to put a listing on his site for it. So anyway, I just hope Andrew all the best with this podcast, and maybe he'll have more listeners than me. I'm sure he will, actually, because I think we're only averaging about 100 podcast or 100 downloads, roughly. Although I checked on this afternoon on show 163, I guess that was from Friday's show, and 134 people had downloaded it, so, you know, you people are listening to it, but I wonder what you think of it. Or I shouldn't even say you're listening to it, you're downloading it. You may not be listening to it. But I know that, you know, a good third of you have put yourselves on the Frapper map. And, you know, I was saying on yesterday's show that when we were in the hotel that I couldn't remember who that other person was who, because after, now I can't remember, Einerly in D.C. put himself on the map. And I said there was one more person. Well, it was Richard, I believe. Is it Richard? I'm going to the Frapper map to look because I can't remember now. But yes, the last person is Robert in Chicago, and he actually wrote a nice little note. He wrote, "Love the show and the boyfriend. You guys make me laugh. My boyfriend and I listen to you all the time. He thinks we should podcast together because of you. Keep up the shows. We love them, especially love the political shows." Well, Robert, I highly suggest you do a podcast because it's always fun to listen to couples talk about stuff going on with them. And I know the boyfriend and I have a great rapport when we're doing podcasting together. So I suggest you do it. If you have the slightest idea, do it. And if you need any help, you certainly can email me and I will, you know, do the best I can. Oh, excuse me. So I suggest you do it, Robert. And any of the rest of you who are listening who do not have themselves on the Frapper map, go to archerradio.com and click on the Frapper map and put yourself on the map. Because, you know, that's, I love to see where the listeners are coming from. Now, Robert did mention that he liked the political shows. Well, today, Gonzalez was on Capitol Hill testifying about the whole spying, the listening in on phone conversations. And I watched it on the news, and it seemed like some of the senators were really pressing him for details, but he was not budging. He was totally on the president's side. He was totally, you know, keeping all his secrets. One thing I thought was very interesting was on yesterday's news, they talked about Gerald Ford when he was president and how he had considered, or he thought that wiretapping by the president would be acceptable. Well, let's remember that he was not president. Well, at the time that he was president, the FISA laws were not in effect. They did not get put on the books until 1978. So that was well after his presidency. So I don't know what they're thinking. And then I was talking to my friend Homer, and he said, well, sure, of course, Ford was considering that or thought it would be within the rights of the president, because guess who was advising him at that time? Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld. So, of course, that's why he would be thinking that way. I just thought that was, you know, typical Republican crap. So I'm hoping that this week they'll get more details out of Gonzalez, and maybe if the senators have some balls, they'll actually do something with this and get the president in trouble for it, because it's clearly breaking the law. So we'll have to be watching that the rest of the week and see how it goes. Yeah.
Hello, this is Chef Mark from the Remarkable Palate Podcast, and you're listening to Archer Radio. Here's a quick tip for a refreshing drink. Adding a slice of lemon or lime to a glass of water or any other drink gives it a refreshing punch any time of year. Rather than wasting an entire lemon on one drink, slice up several at a time, place them on a parchment-lined baking sheet, and freeze them. Store the frozen slices in a plastic freezer bag and use one anytime you want a refreshing drink. For more kitchen tips, recipes, interviews with food professionals, and sound scene tours of the New York culinary scene, listen to the Remarkable Palate Podcast. You can find it at remarkablepalate.blogspot.com or on the iTunes directory. And now back to Archer with more Archer Radio.
So that was a little promo for the Remarkable Palate Podcast. I'm going to record one for him and send him one. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Check out Remarkable Palate Podcast. He is a cooking show. And thank you very much. Oh, you know, I was going to tell you that I don't know about when other people do their taxes. I guess when you do your taxes really depends on if you owe or if you're getting a refund. Well, I seem to get all of the forms I need by, like, the last week in January. So I, of course, I have TurboTax for the Mac. And I plug in all the numbers just to see where I am, but I don't submit it yet. Well, last week I plugged in all the numbers of all the papers I had, and I haven't gotten any more papers. So last night I checked. I guess I submitted it Friday night, which would have been February 3rd. I actually don't remember when I did it. I think it was February 1st, Wednesday, last Wednesday. Yes, it was February 1st. Doesn't really matter the dates or anything, but last week I went ahead and submitted it electronically to the IRS and to Virginia State. And I checked last night to see if they had accepted it, and sure enough, they did. And my estimated direct deposit of my refund is going to be Friday, which really pleases me because I really need the money. I'm getting enough of a refund to pay off the credit card that I've been charging up in recent months for various things. I always carry a balance, but it's never very high. It's gotten up to, well, I'm not going to tell you how, but it's gotten up a little bit the last couple months, so I'm getting enough in the refund to pay that off and to put some money into savings, which is always good. You should always save. So I'm definitely going to do that. And I don't know when my state refund will be put in there, but of course I'll have to check back and see. Of course, then they make you print out all the forms and you have to sign them and date them and all that stuff, but you don't have to actually send anything. So that's cool. So yeah, I think that's about it. I said I was going to try to keep it short. I guess we'll just keep this at right around 20 minutes or so. But and I have no idea what the rest of the week is like. I know I said on the podcast yesterday that you was going to see a video, and I'm sorry you're not going to see a video this week unless I can get the camera done. And you know, with my sinuses the way they are and this little bit of a cold that I'm working, I don't know if I'll have a show the rest of the week or not. Maybe one day I'll have a show, but I'm going to give my voice a rest. So you'll just have to be patient and check your iTunes for when the next one will come in. Next show, that is. Anyway, I think I'll end this for now. Thank you all for the emails, the comments, the voicemails, which I haven't gotten any of lately, and especially for putting yourself on the Frapper map. I hope you have a great rest of the week, and hopefully you can catch me one day this rest of this week. I just don't know. So, boys and girls, until next time, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.